Shalom, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh or Yahva? What would it matter? We read Hosea 2:16, and it shall be at that day, saith Yahva, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. So we previously studied here what the Messiah's name is not, and also just a little bit on what it is. But at least we know what it isn't. We just need to keep studying on that. But on the Heavenly Father's name and the main base for our Savior's name, we do know that it's YHVH, and some believe it's YHWH. What would it matter if letters and words don't mean anything? It does make all the difference in the universe which name we call on to be saved. Acts 2:38, call upon the name of Yahweh and be immersed. Otherwise, you know, you could change any letter that you wish. Just call him, or put in a J, Java, or Jehovah, or any letter. No, or do we love Yahweh or not? Let us be very careful. Let us think about this now. Here's the proof that Yahweh is correct, that the V came first, the W did not come first. Here are just some of nearly 30 witnesses. These sources that I'm about to give you and that are printed on the website prove the V came before W. You could take many hours looking these up. Well, we did that, and we just took a couple of hours, I don't know, 6, 12, it wasn't that many, to look up these references here, and I looked each and every one up in the in a university library, a world library. So if you're interested, see these referenced pages in a good library. The final proof is in the original documents. Oh, and by the way, if you're reading the Hebrew, it's from right to left. Now here are the references with some excerpts, with a little bit from each one. The first reference is the Hebrew-English Dictionary by A.S. Waldstein. Copyright 1967 by P. Shalom Publishers, Incorporated. On page A for alphabet, Vau equals V. V-A-U equals V. And notice there was no W in the Hebrew-English-English-Hebrew Dictionary. And not a double V, not a W. And incidentally, we're going to also give the references that they commonly use to prove that the W came first. We're going to do that shortly here before the end. This section here will run about, that I'm talking here about the V, not W, it's going to run around 20 minutes, hopefully. So the Hebrew, English, English, Hebrew Dictionary is the first reference. The second reference to prove that the V came first is found in the Standard Jewish Encyclopedia, printed by Doubleday, 1962. Look under tetragrammaton. That's just a fancy word for our Savior's name, YHVH. It says Greek four-lettered term, YHVH, generally used to designate the name Yahweh, YHVH, traditionally not pronounced by Jews because of their superstition, and formerly misread Jehovah by some Jews and most of the Christians. Except Christians now are also using Yahweh. The Roman Catholics are using Yahweh, or Yahweh. Now, this Standard Jewish Encyclopedia says, see also God, names of Yahweh. The Tetragrammaton, or Shem HaMephoresh, was the particular name of the God of Israel, they say, and occurs nearly 7,000 times in the Bible. Yahweh has been conjectured. Repeat that. Yahweh, or Yahweh, has been conjectured. It is not his name, according to the Standard Jewish Encyclopedia. Other biblical terms include Elyon, the Most High. Elyon was the Canaanite appellation for their supreme deity. Why would the original Jews, why would the original Hebrews, use a term like that when they already have the right term for our Savior and for our Commander-in-Chief, for our Father in Heaven, for the Almighty Creator? They already had Yahweh, So they wouldn't need this substitute, this Elyon, and no wonder the Canaanites had it, or whoever they picked it up from, no wonder that they had it. And those are mostly female Elohim, female goddesses. They're not male. Third reference, we turn to the New Standard Jewish Encyclopedia, Doubleday, 1977, under name YHVH. See also God names of, and there you'll find further proof, the V came first. Fourth proof is the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, New York, 1943, under Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Please see the printed materials that we offer. Fifth proof is the Hebrew Study Manual by Samuel Bagster, under the heading The Alphabet, on page 3. And let's just quick little quote from there. Vav equals V. There is no W or double U. W or W. No, it's just the V that was the original Hebrew letter. Then the next reference, the New Jewish Encyclopedia by Berman House, New York, 1962. Heading is Tetragrammaton. It says, Jewish mystics were thought to have known how to pronounce the Tetragrammaton and how to make mysterious use of it. Christians erroneously pronounce the word Jehovah, they say, and of course they do. Christians erroneously pronounce the word Jehovah, and modern emphasis ours. Modern scholarship suggests that its original pronunciation was Yahweh. Note, there isn't any W. No W. And the next reference is 26 Letters by Oscar Ogg. The three missing letters, J, U, and W, were not used by the Romans at all. U and W developed from V about 1,000 years ago, and J developed from the letter I about 500 years ago. Thus, the W came in at about 971 A.D. In page 74 of the 26 letters, it shows a chart of hieratic Phoenician letters with no W, just a V. 1150 B.C., the Phoenician letters with no W, just a V. Page 105 shows a Greek-Latin chart, no W, just a V. Page 109, another chart shows, it includes the V. Okay, let's move on to my eighth reference, our eighth reference. From the book The Lost Languages by P. E. Cleeton, page 21. It says the expansion of V into the expansion of V into U and W, and the differentiation of I and J were later developments, which took place in the 10th and 14th centuries, respectively, after Messiah's death, burial, and resurrection. The 10th and 14th centuries, the I and the J were later developments, according to Lost Languages. According to Hebrew in 10 Minutes a Day by Christine Kershaw of 1992, it says, the V, this chart includes the V, but no W. So her Hebrew chart, V, no W. Next reference is the Encyclopedia of Religion of 1987. Encyclopedia of Religion of 87. Page 1, God and the Hebrew Scriptures. Yahweh, this tetragrammaton, attested more than 6,600 times. Alphabets, page 218. Alphabets. Under the Hebrew, Vav equals V, not W. Under the Arabic, letter equals A, comma, name Wow, or Vav, excuse me. Let me just read it, W-A-W. This is evidence of W. In later time, we may quote a few of the other references on this W. So, all right, so if you look at that on in text on the website, that'll explain it further, but that was seemed to be a proof for the V and the W there in the Encyclopedia of Religion. So I can't count that, can I? Because it's kind of both ways. For the first Hebrew primer of adults, back in 1983, we'll look at that, the pronunciation chart, V as in vine, Vav shows the book print, block, and script additionally, and it's using the Vav or V. The Hebrew Student Manual shows the alphabet, including the V, no W. Modern Hebrew Student Manual, Modern Hebrew Student Manual, the alphabet, V equals, or Vav equals V, rather. Modern Hebrew, a first-year course by Harry Bloomberg of 1963, under the alphabet. This chart shows a V and no W. Next one now. The Jewish Word Book by Sidney Jacob. Jewish Word Book, a compendium of popular Yiddish and Hebrew words and phrases that color our vocabulary. Vav. Yahweh, the equivalent of Jehovah, God, or G-O-D. Another book, the Hebrew Pictographic Chart by Living Word Pictures. And that's from, I think it's a Mormon source, but Messianica.net. Vav. To add, to secure, nail, peg, V. And they didn't have any W in the Hebrew Pictographic Chart, Living Word. They did a lot of research, though, regardless of the religious denominational background. The Alphabet Hebrew for All. The Alphabet Hebrew for All by Harold Levy, available from the Assembly of Yahweh. The Assembly of Yahweh, according to this address, I haven't written them, but you could try it. P.O. Box 1010, that's Post Office Box 1010, Stillwell, Oklahoma, 74960. And in there on page 18, on the alphabet, Vav, V as in bat, V-A-T. Point number 17. A letter from Block Publishing Company, the Jewish Book Concern of New York, to Mr. Snow, who was a separated nameskeeper, and it says, "Dear Mr. Snow, with reference to your inquiry, we do not have material explaining the way Sephardic Jews translated or pronounced the Hebrew alphabet. According to our knowledge, the Vav is pronounced as a V by Sephardic Jews. Sincerely yours, Block Publishing Company." Block is B-L-O-C-H. And that was, I don't show the year on that. Yeah, I missed the year somehow, or at least they didn't list it. My proof number 18 now is a website which you can search for J, V, and W. And the website here is not too complicated. It's alphabetandletter.com. Okay, so that was 18 references, and we have many more, but we're going to move on to why people use the W. Next, we're going to do that real quickly here. We don't believe that the W is correct. The proof of W in Yahweh is from the theory mainly that Hebrew has only vowel sounds. So one of the sources is the Holy Bible, St. Joseph Textbook Confraternity Version. That's the Holy Bible, St. Joseph, copyright 1963. And then look on the very inside cover, halfway down in big letters, Yahweh. On the inside cover, halfway down, Yahweh with the all-seeing eye. Of course, that Kabbalistic symbol should cause a true believer to turn away from it. Future articles and audio tapes, we will address the notion of how all vowels and no consonants in Hebrew is a mistake. We're going to be studying Bill Burton's article, A Study of the Separated Name, 8.5x11 pamphlet by Bill Burton, A Study of the Separated Name. There's a lot of good material in there. But concerning the W for Yahweh, there are a few proofs and references in that booklet. The six that are listed, or is it seven, evidence? Okay, the six that are listed in the booklet, the Encyclopedia Judaic, Volume 7, page 679, Encyclopedia Judaic. Secondly, the New Jewish Encyclopedia, 1975, under the title G-O-D. Thirdly, the Columbia Encyclopedia, Volume 2, the subject G-O-D, or God. Fourth, the Grote Winkler Prinz Encyclopedia, under the title Yahweh. Other evidence is given. And fifthly, the Interpreter's Bible Dictionary, Volume 4, page 923 of the Interpreter's Bible Dictionary. Sixthly, Ripley's Believe It or Not in the Separated Name, under the category Separated Name. That's on page 35 of Ripley's Believe It or Not, and I don't have the year for that one. I don't believe I do have the know what year that was put out in that particular document of Ripley's Believe It or Not, but I'm going to not put my faith in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Evidence for the W is also from where did the name of Jehovah come from? And their source is the Northwest Synod of Wisconsin Resource Center. So we have more evidence that the name Yahweh, not Yahweh, is correct. The letter V came first, and we have 30 references, in fact, but I only gave you 17 or 18 references or proofs to authenticate that the V came first. And I thank you very much. Shalom.